Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
On October the 3rd, 1960, what many consider the best television series ever made premiered. The Andy Griffith Show was an immediate hit and remained so for its entire eight-year run, ending its final season as the most popular show in the United States. When contacted by Andy's talent agency that the well-known monologuist, Broadway, and film star was interested in television, Sheldon Leonard with Danny Thomas commissioned a script for an episode of the Danny Thomas Show that would also serve as a pilot. Now called a backdoor pilot, this was the first time that had ever been done. At that time, shows had just one primary sponsor who had great control over the fate of a series. General Foods was the sponsor of the Danny Thomas Show. When they saw the pilot, which Andy filmed while on hiatus from the Broadway musical he was starring in, Destry Rides Again, they immediately greenlit the new series. Producers initially debated about which episode to use as the first. The manhunt, in which the big city police force, who looked down their noses at Andy and Barney as country hicks only equipped to catch the occasional chicken thief, get their comeuppance when Andy cleverly captures the criminal they were hunting. But the new housekeeper established the familiar relationship of Andy, Opie, and Aunt Bee, and was centered on Opie's inability at first to accept Aunt Bee into his life. Aunt Bee also appeared briefly in The Manhunt, but could easily have been written out in order to allow for her introduction in a second episode. The decision was made to open with the new housekeeper. In fact, the producers decided to open each new season with an episode that centered on Opie, just as the series' first episode had. Thus, season openers included classic episodes such as Mr. McBeavy and Opie the Birdman. The Andy Griffith Show also included aspects lacking in most shows at that time, and in all modern sitcoms, space to allow the story to breathe and develop naturally. The idea of a modern show, including one of Andy and Barney's famous front porch scenes, is, sadly, incomprehensible. The humor and pathos of the show came from it being character-driven. There were no jokes, per se. The humor came naturally from the characters. The well-written series masterfully built a sense of Mayberry as a real community, partially because it was shot with a single camera like a film, instead of the three-camera method used to film in front of a live audience like I Love Lucy. The producers wisely encouraged writers to reference characters even if they weren't seen, resulting in fans often being shocked to realize that a character like Thelma Lou, who it seemed was as present as anyone else, was actually only in half a dozen of the 32 episodes per season, and in only 5 episodes of the third season. The recent Mayberry Days Festival is a further reflection of the rarity of such a show. Yes, there are Star Trek conventions, but they are supported by a studio still making Star Trek films. Yes, there are some other festivals, but none that draw the numbers that an Andy Griffith Show festival does. So much of the Mayberry fan community is purely fan-driven out of a genuine love of the show. And the fellow fans you will encounter at the festivals are among the nicest you could ever hope to meet. Truly, it is not an understatement to say there will never be another series like The Andy Griffith Show. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy Turner. This Week in Mayberry History is brought to you each week by Randy Turner from the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. He also does a daily version of this, Today in Mayberry History. And if you want to make sure you don't ever miss one, you can send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Randy, for doing this. Thank you every week for the entire year. You've been doing this for us, and we cannot thank you enough. Wow. It's always great to just have more Mayberry in our life. So thank you again, Randy, and thanks to everybody for being here, and we'll see you next time.